Hello, everyone. Welcome again to the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is good. And guess what? He's mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. The Lord's return is very soon, very imminent. And I thank God that his return is soon. I desire to see more and more people know God. I walk around knowing some of the things that's going to happen. But the Lord keeps telling me that people that don't have his word in their heart, they won't make it. They're not ready for what's about to happen. And trust me, this is not a scare tactic, but it's a reality. If you love God every day, from this day forward, take time and enjoy studying the Word of God. If you believe the Word of God, if you care about the things of God, fill your heart with his Word and walk in his love. And you will be equipped to handle what's about to happen. My pastor said years ago, the closer we get to the kingdom of darkness, the closer we get to Jesus' return, the closer we get to the kingdom of darkness. And he drew a V, you know, his hands being at the top of the V is far apart. But as his fingers got closer to the bottom of the V, he showed how we get closer to the kingdom of darkness, because the kingdom of darkness is more desperate now. And so with this understanding these things, you have to know, it's good to know that God loves us, and we relate to God by his word. So receive his word. If you receive his word in your heart, now he can help you. You'll have faith. And you're going to see things greater. Every time you study the word of God, you're growing. You're changing. Every time you receive God's word in your heart, you develop as a person. You're growing in ways you don't feel. You can't go by how you feel. You have to go by the word. Well, when you see things that you've never seen before, when you see evil you never experienced before, when men's hearts is failing them because of what they see, and they don't have the word in their heart, they're going to become victims. And that's not God's will for his people. He loves his people. So that's why I say, fill your heart with the word of God, with the intent to do it. Whatever it is you don't understand, if you already believed on Jesus Christ, you have a relationship with the Lord. Whether you utilize it or not, that could be another situation. But if you believed on Jesus Christ, if he's your Lord and Savior, fill your heart with the Word of God, and the Holy Spirit will have something to guide you with. You'll have the strength to follow through with what he's saying. Some Christians let their heart run low of the Word of God. And that's terrible. That's a terrible thing to happen. Because when things don't look good anymore, when things don't look good anymore, then people give up. But when you have a charge of the Word of God, you know that you know that you know that God is. And he's a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. So the end of Satan, the Lord put Satan under your foot, according to Luke chapter 10, Mark chapter 16. And if you partake of the word of God and you receive what God is saying, you have authority over Satan. Authority works when you're obedient to God. James said in James, it says, submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. He will run from you. It's in the book of James. So Submit your heart to God. Submit your whole life to God. Do what he said. Don't be disobedient. That's precisely what the enemy is counting on, disobedience. The enemy is Satan. The enemy is the world system. The enemy is everything that's ungodly, fornication, adultery, homosexuality, witchcraft, hatred, backbiting, lying. Let these things, drive these things out of your life with the word of God. And don't give in to the things that people are saying. See, the world system, some people are, they are victims under the foot of the world system. Some people love the world and they think that they're going to be all right. But the closer we are to the Lord's return, you know, the things of revelation are going to happen. You're going to see things are not going to be normal anymore. This is a day that you're going to have to go by the word of God only. Not what the corrupt politicians are doing, corrupt people are doing, corrupt friends and family. You can't go by that either. You got to go by the word of God. Some of the people we love and care about, they're corrupt. But you got to live by the word of God and love them. I love people that don't love me. So did Jesus. So does God. And they're not going to treat you fairly. But you don't need them to. God gave you everything. Compared to them, you're very wealthy. So the things that Jesus taught, do them. The word of God is going to last when everything else collapses. Now, when the man of sin rises up, which he eventually will, never take the mark. You won't be able to buy anything or sell anything. But people that are weak will fall prey to it. And people that know the Lord, like Daniel said, will be strong and do exploits. If you have to study Daniel chapter 11 and in the book of Revelation, and you'll know what's about to happen. These things will happen. And they're forming already. It's time to know the Lord and have a relationship. Many Christians have, they don't relate to God. They don't ask questions. They're not learning from him. And that's not good. It's not good for man to live as if God is not inside of him. It's not good for Christians to, you know, the Holy Spirit is on the inside, but you're ignoring him. That doesn't make sense. The Holy Spirit came to live with your spirit to guide you in this life. And he loves you. He will teach you all things. He knows all things and he'll teach you all things. Now, those that are not Christians, all you have to do is believe on Jesus Christ and do what I'm telling people that do know the Lord to do. Fill your heart with the love of God. Fill your heart with the word of God, which is the love of God. And you won't, you know, some people try not to sin. They live their whole life trying not to sin. They're focused on not sin. Don't do that. You're not, if you fill your heart with the love of God, you're not going to desire sin in your life. You're not going to want it. The enemy will try to tempt you, but you'll overcome the enemy. Do it the easy way. Fill your heart with the love of God and use the strength of the Lord. Use the strength of the word. Speak the word in faith. You can't see it, but that doesn't matter. It is there. It's real. Faith is real. Now, if you believe God, if you go by the word of God, you don't have to wonder, is it God's will? Jesus said, if you believe and doubt not in your heart, you can speak to this mountain and it will be cast into the sea. It will obey you, in Mark 11. Now, take a closer look at what Jesus actually said. Because if you learn to go by the word of God, you're going to do things that can't be done by mere men. You're going to be able to do what Jesus did. We're learning to operate no different than he did when he was on earth. But first we have to obey him. An obedient life is the life that the enemy is afraid of. He's not afraid of ungodly people because he got them. He's afraid of godly people. Now, Jesus had cursed the fig tree. I'm going to start at verse 19. And when the even was come, he went out of the city. And in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, calling to remember, saith unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursed is withered away. And Jesus answering said unto him, Have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say to this mountain, Be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. This is true. But guess what? Believing in your heart is a choice. Not doubting in your heart is a choice. This is what it takes for faith to work. You have to believe in your heart, and also you can't doubt in your heart. You have to not doubt in your heart. You may have doubt in your mind, but not in your heart. And if you don't have doubt in your heart, and you have faith in your heart for what you're saying, it will happen. This is why sometimes people, they have success when they use faith. And also, if they have a small amount of doubt, their faith won't work. Now you know what to do. I'm going to read it again. He said, For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say to this mountain, Be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Then he said in verse 24, Therefore I say to you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that ye receive them and you will have them. And when you stand praying, forgive, if you have anything against anyone, that your Father, which is in heaven, may forgive you of your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses. So, if you got unforgiveness, your faith won't work. You need to ask forgiveness so that God can forgive you. And you need to not doubt, believe God only. Don't believe lies. Find the promise of God and believe the promises of God. Because Jesus also said, if you abide in me and my word abide in you, you'll ask what you will and it will be done. Now that's James chapter 15. I mean, that's John chapter 15. St. John chapter 15. So filling your heart with the word of God equips you to do the things that you need to do. Now these broadcasts are on newlivingletters.com, 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 where everything is free. Now, if you do these things, it's going to work. You're going to have a greater relationship with the Lord. Remember, whenever you're obedient to God, that's where you're going to have success, the God kind of success. He gave it to you. He wants you to have it. Now, this message is prophetic, but it's a lifeline. It will help you do what's necessary. There's no reason to doubt God's word. And there's no reason to fail. God loves you. He's with you. He's going to help you. If you're in faith, he'll help you. If you're in obedience, the Lord will bless you to go forward from glory to glory. He cares about us in every way and in every capacity. He won't hold anything back from you in this life. God don't do that. But you have to do his word. And you will grow from glory to glory. You will live a greater life. Your life will elevate in him. Remember, the laws of sowing and reaping is also in place. So if you've never done any work, if you haven't done works, you love God, you just got saved. If you haven't been doing the works of God, which if you just got saved, you haven't, there's no spiritual wealth on your life. Or there's not much spiritual wealth on your life. As you continue to follow God and do his word and help people, spiritual wealth will grow on your life. Now, I've heard a lot of testimonies where people say, God gave me a car, God gave me a house. But they were doing God's will always. If God did it, now people inherit things. Sometimes people's parents give them something. I'm not talking about that. But when God gave them something, they had been doing works for God. A preacher was preaching, and somebody gave him a house, and in one part of his life, they gave him a car. But this man was always doing God's will. And he didn't have much money, but he preached, he went and did God's business for years. And somebody gave him a house, gave him a house. Now, I listened to testimonies and I never heard God give somebody a house that was not doing. They just got started or they wasn't doing the ministry. They wasn't doing things for people. But people that God blessed that like that, they were busy doing his will. I'm saying that to say this. God will give you what you need. He'll give you an avenue, a job, a business, so that you can support yourself. And God thinks of everything. If you're in high school, you don't even have a job yet, and you see a car you want, and you find out you can believe God for something, you can pray for that car. But guess what? That won't do any good to get a car if you don't have a job. You got to have gas. You got to have insurance. So God will give you, if God do it, you'll have to cooperate with him and get a job, and he'll bless you on your job, and he'll bless you toward the things you're after. Don't treat God like Santa Claus. Santa Claus is not God. God does things by justice. Everything that God do is right, is wise, and is holy. He don't just, but if you the principles of God's word is what makes the difference. Live by the word. Love his people. Love yourself. Forgive others and forgive yourself. If you've been low down, start operating according to the word of God and forgive yourself. And ask people that you've hurt to forgive you. And live like Jesus. Go about doing good to people. Don't allow yourself to talk about people anymore or do wrong towards people. And downgrade. You don't have a right to downgrade anybody. If they did you wrong, forgive them and encourage them to do better if you can. If they're dangerous, leave them alone. Ask the Lord to protect you from them. And if you love God, everything that don't love God is going to leave your life anyway. But there are people that's dangerous. Some people have Satan in their life. You have power over Satan, not the person, but the devil. You have power. You can tell Satan he can never use that person against you again. And you may have to do it more than once, but do it. This is for your life, because some people are deadly. But the Lord has ways to protect you. Remember, the fight is spiritual. And he gave us the ability to win spiritual warfare. You can stop the works of darkness. Now, you're going to have to be wise. These are days where people on these jobs, they say, well, if you say something against a homosexual, we'll fire you. Well, you got rights too. But be wise in the way that you deal with people. You don't have to bow down to what they bow down to. And you don't have to agree with it. God will get, he'll help you. Every challenge that you can ever have, always ask the Lord for his counsel first. Before you take a position, before you open your mouth. Sometimes it's wise to say nothing. But the Lord will give you accurate things to say at the right time. And it'll be wisdom that nobody can resist. You're going to have to learn to live by God's word. Satan's trying, he's trying to mess up the whole world, not just you. He's after the nation. He wants to start a war between the nations. I know what I'm talking about. The Lord showed it to me. He said the war visions of Henry Groove are about to happen. And that was 2019. And he gave me two dreams that night pertaining to it. And I said, Lord, what? The one dream, I knew somebody was outside my back door. And that, my house don't have this kind of back door. But in the dream, the door had glass in it and a curtain over the glass so you couldn't see in. And I said, I know somebody's out there. Who's out there? Time I stood by in front on my side of the door and said that a rifle barrel came through one of the glasses right at my midsection. I wouldn't have been able to move out of the way. And then I woke up. I said, Lord, what is that about? He said, it's at the door. I said, wow. So I started praying against that war. I started taking authority over it. And here it is, 2021. It didn't happen yet, but it's going to happen. If it was at the door then, it's really at the door now. The enemy wants to start a war between the nations and mess up everything you love. Henry Groover had a dream of the Russia and China invasion. And you can go on YouTube and listen to him, part 1, 2, and 3. And this was a real man of God. He's a prayer walker. And he does what he did, the will of God. He passed in 2019. But everybody needs to listen to Henry Groover on YouTube. His testimonies are wonderful. And it's a blessing. And if he comes up on YouTube, then listen to the whole thing. But he has the Russia invasion vision on YouTube. Henry Groover, G-R-U-V-E-R. Now, if you these are not normal days. Things are going to happen that you've never seen before. And the only way the Lord continued to tell me that people that don't have his word in their heart, they won't make it. Now, Jesus referenced the parable of the 10 virgins. 5 were wise, 5 were foolish. Study that parable because it's relevant today. It's relevant for now. Fill your heart with the word of God and you'll be able to, the Lord will prepare you. You're going to need a relationship. You're going to need the Holy Spirit to guide you. If you have to live off the grid, you're going to have the guidance of God. Whatever you have to do, he will be with his people who love him. And his people who love him will be with him. And the word of God will take you there. Because people are going to see. Now, Jesus said that the enemy will come and he's going to do signs and lying wonders. People are going to see some things that they never saw before. And I'm obeying the Lord. I'm for you. I want you to win. But you have to understand these things are going to happen. It's not your fault. But the enemy, Satan, wants to bring people down to hell. His evil is illogical, but it's evil. But the solution is filling your heart with God's word, and God will be with you. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to move mightily in your life and throughout your life. Walk with him continually and stay in victory. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. Jesus Christ is our Lord.